Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. I really am thrilled that you're here today. My hope is that these few minutes would offer encouragement and help as you launch into your day. Well, these last few months have been totally interesting. They have been bizarre in so many ways. And during the season of social distancing, I've talked to so many people that feel socially disconnected from the people around them. They feel lonely and they feel just this level of anxiety. Maybe they wouldn't call it anxiety, but there's something underneath the surface that's just wearing on them. It's grating on them. In fact, I read an article recently that mentioned that over one quarter of our population is showing signs of clinical depression, which means one out of four people are carrying a weight, something that they've never carried before, and it's just wearing on us. Well, today I want to talk about the idea of having the right kind of people in your life. One of the ways that we cope through seasons like this is, yes, maybe we need to practice physical distancing, but we shouldn't allow it to be social disconnection. Proverbs 13, verse 20 is one of my favorite verses when it comes to friendships. And honestly, on the podcast, I talk about it probably four or five times a year, this idea of friendships, because it's so critical. It's one of those things that I need to be reminded of, and I think we all need to be reminded of over and over again, because it is impossible. I'm telling you, it's impossible to live the right kind of life when you have the wrong kind of friends. We need to have the right people in our lives. Proverbs 13, 20, it simply says, walk with the wise and become wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. It's a simple reminder that we can never be the kind of people that God wants us to be if we're trying to do it by ourselves. He did not create us to live in isolation. Yes, our spiritual walk with him is personal, but it's not private. We need to do this together. And so I think there's at least four kinds of friends we need in our lives. And this is a list I saw recently that I think is really helpful. The first kind of friend is what I would call a coach or maybe a mentor. If I were to track through my life, there's at least 10, probably 12 mentors that have spoken into different seasons of my life. We need coaches in our life. We need people that can pass something along to us. Now, the temptation is to try to find one mentor, but the truth is nobody can teach you everything, but another person can teach you about something else. A second kind of friend is simply a role model. These are people that are usually a stage ahead of you. They are already doing or they have already done what you want to do. And so many of the skills and habits that you and I learn in our life, we learn by watching other people. So find people that you can watch. Find the husbands, the kind of husband or the kind of wife that you want to be and watch them. Look at families that you want to be like. Or find a business person that you want to follow in their footsteps. We need those people in our life. We need coaches. We need role models. But we also need partners. Partners are typically our coworkers. These are colleagues. These are people that do the same thing that we do. They're in our profession or they're in our social circle. These are people that support and they challenge us on what God wants to do through us. And then the fourth group are just what I call friends. These aren't necessarily people that are helping you reach a goal, though they often do. They're just friends. And what I mean by that is these are the kind of people that you can just be you. They love you no matter what you do. That you can mess up and they still love you. A friend that walks alongside you when everybody else walks out, that's who your friends are. And so the reminder of Proverbs 13 is helpful. Walk with the wise and become wise. Circle yourself with wise mentors or coaches. Find those wise role models that are living the kind of life you want to live. Have in your life the wise partners that you can work with and walk with and lock arms with. And find those kind of friends. Friends who love you just for being you. Not because of what you do or not because of what you can provide for them or anything else, but people that will be with you no matter what. Find those people. Make yourself available to them. Be vulnerable and just watch how God uses them in your life. So here's the question. Do you have these four kind of friends? Which ones do you have the most of? Which ones do you have the least of? And even now, would you ask God, God, would you help me to intentionally have wise people, wise friends in my life? I'll close with what I opened with. It is impossible to live the right kind of life with the wrong kind of friends. So let's be people today that circle ourselves with the right kind of people in our life. I hope you have a great day. If there's anything we can join you in praying for, please drop us a note at prayer@sugarhillchurch.com. And we'd love for you to join us this Sunday at 9:30, 11, or 5 as we continue our Summer in Sugar Hill series. Love you guys. Have a fantastic day.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.